This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Monday, January 27. Location, location, location. From Nehemiah 11. The people commended all who volunteered to live in Jerusalem. What do Carmel, Indiana, McKinney, Texas, and Eden Prairie, Minnesota have in common? They were Forbes magazine's top choices for the best places to live in 2012. They were picked because of low crime, great schools, and strong economies. For the Jews, Jerusalem was the best place to live. There was no better location for a formerly exiled people to rebuild their lives than to take up residence near the house of God. Only one family out of 10 could live in Jerusalem. The goal was to live, work, and worship God's way. Each of the family lines populated Jerusalem with the kind of people who centered everything on being God's witnesses to the surrounding nations. To live in Jerusalem was a great honor, but also a challenge. The people chosen were honored to lead the kind of life that brought glory to the Lord. They would treat each other with justice. They would regularly engage in sincere worship. It would be a challenge to be faithful and not cut corners in work and worship. Still, Jerusalem's residents accepted the honor and challenge to make God's city the best place to live. How do we attract people for God? We must take to heart Paul's words. Whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. The best place to live is in the will of our only Savior.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.